Get up, get the news you need, and grab a few laughs along the way. The Andrew Carter Morning Show on CJAD 800.
Two murders in less than 24 hours causes concern for Montreal's police. First, it was the daughter-in-law of a mafia leader who himself was shot to death 10 years ago. She was shot to death in broad daylight in Côte d'Neige. Then a young man was shot to death in front of a convenience store. These two murders occurred less than 24 hours apart, show worrying signs ahead of what's predicted to be a heated summer. James Paxo is an inspector from the Montreal Police Service and is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Carter.
So, first of all, let's start off with the shooting of the 39-year-old Claudia Iacono in Côte d'Neige. We're told it's very unusual for a woman to be targeted.
Well, obviously, if we talk about organized crime, there used to be what we call the code of honor, what we hear a lot about. But, you know, with the new generation, these codes of honors, these things have kind of fizzled away. And what's important for them is obviously making money through crime. So, you know, organized crime works off society, and they make money from society by doing illegal stuff, right? And they don't want to attract attention to them because they want to work, you know, in the marge of society to continue making money and the police not working them. So things like this usually don't happen. But this investigation is very recent. So we don't know exactly what's going on here, and I can't really talk about this ongoing investigation. But obviously, it's not something that is usual for organized crime.
And it's concerning, too, when somebody like this woman, who was well-known in the community, a business owner, and very present on social media, and like I said, known in the community, when she's shot to death multiple times in broad daylight, it's like people are wondering what the heck's going on. Are we seeing an increase in violent crimes in the city?
Well, actually, this year, we're down on violent crimes if we compare to last year. So we do lots of work, obviously, in Montreal. We have, I'm very proud of all the work that's done by Montreal Police. We're kind of experts on organized crime, and we have different units that work constantly organized crime, as much as patrol officers like the Eclipse team. We have a project ARE, which is working constantly organized crime and different areas of Montreal where crimes are happening. And we have detective squads. We have professional detectives that work all these organized crime units. So, you know, since years now, there's been many, many projects that have been done. It's been disorganizing organized crime, which is a good thing.
With all these feelers then out in the community, are we getting the sense that that things are heating up and there's going to be some sort of a war going on this summer?
Well, many years now, for example, these big projects that were done, for example, by the RCMP project Colisée and the SQ, who did project Printemps 2001, and the Montreal police were constantly working. It's kind of destabilized the original organized crime groups, for example, the Italian mafia and the biker squads. And this has given place to all the other different kinds of organized crime to really take their place in Montreal. And now what we hear is that all these groups are kind of working together. But that's very volatile because these are all people doing crimes and want to make money. So things happen between these organized groups. Sometimes there's power, you know, the people want to keep their power inside their groups, and which causes some violence. But like I say, these people don't want to use violence, but they do it when they have to keep control on their, for example, in their group or on certain different types of crime.
Okay, so if you're police officers, say, investigating the shooting in Côte d'Neige of the 39-year-old woman, where do you start?
Well, obvious first thing to start is the crime scene. The crime scene talks, and we got to listen to it to pick up all the proof that that is there, everything that we need. That our job is to try to find the person who has done this crime and bring all the evidence to the Crown attorney so that they can accuse him. So we'll start by analyzing the crime scene, and we'll talk to witnesses. You know, what is very, very, very important is the collaboration of all witnesses and all victims. In this case, obviously, the people around the victim has to be able to give us some information, which will give us leads in the case so that we can find the person who's done this and bring them in front of the courts.
Okay. And normally it seems like in most cases, do you eventually find the perpetrator?
Yes. Well, we have a very good rate of solving our crimes in Montreal, which is great because, you know, today, when I was a detective in the early 2000s, there wasn't cameras all over the place. There wasn't cell phones and stuff like that. And now, that's why crime scenes now and investigations take a lot longer, because we have so much more proof available to us. There's tons of evidence, and we have to analyze this evidence. And that's how we're able to find the people who've done this, you know, all the cameras. And that's where we need, like I say again, that's where we need the collaboration of all of Montreal citizens that speak to us, give us everything they have. Sometimes it's a small little thing, but it'll help us immensely in a case to find the person who's done this.
So, people in the neighborhoods where these shootings happen, should they be concerned about it happening to them? Or is this, some sort of a battle that's going on in the underworld?
Well, you know, obviously, the way we see it, we're up to 3 murders this year in Montreal, which is lower than last year. And these 3 murders seem to be very targeted murders. And that's how organized crime works. When they're related to organized crime, it's people who are targeted for certain reasons. Because again, they don't want violence, because it brings attention to them, and then the police will work them and they'll try to arrest them because of this. So it's very targeted, you know. So if as a citizen, obviously, it's very it's scary to see these things happen. I understand perfectly. And as a police officer, we don't like this either, and that's why we're working very hard. But it's a targeted murder, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's still very disturbing. You James, you have a good day. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.